It's Larry Kudlow.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. A great new book just released. It's called A Crisis of Responsibility, Our Cultural Addiction to Blame and How You Can Cure It. The problems with our declining culture and moral environment may be us. Maybe us. Stop being victims. Stop playing the blame game. It's written by my great friend David Bonson, who's managing partner and chief investment officer of the Bonson Group. He is also a columnist at National Review, on the board of National Review Institute. David, welcome back, buddy. We had a great book opening party. I was privileged to be able to contribute to it, and I think you're getting some great ink on this thing. And folks, yes. You can click. Listeners, you can just click on Amazon, one click, and you buy A Crisis of Responsibility, Our Cultural Addiction to Blame and How You Can Cure It by Mr. David Bonson. David, let me ask you something. It's a little offbeat, but does this horrific mass shooting of the high school kids down in Parkland, Florida, does that fit into your crisis of the culture and the moral of the country?
Well, unfortunately, of course it does. Yes. And it's not exactly an illustration I would have wanted to talk about the week of the book coming out. But you look at the last 48 hours, Larry, you have this just horrific event that any human, their initial response should be one of heartbreak and empathy for the victims. And yet we dive immediately into all sorts of blame casting and sort of various conversations, all geared towards making responsible actors not responsible. And so we're talking about the typical gun law conversation. They're talking about what other, security measures and this and that. And there's room for a lot of conversations about the practicalities. But gosh darn it, isn't there room to talk about the moral responsibility of a young adult whose impulse was so recklessly immoral and degrading to the dignity of human life?
So, in your book, A Crisis of Responsibility, what, in brief, tell our listeners what you're trying to say. What's your main message here, Dave? I want you to do it, not me. I read the book. Other people may not. The book, of course, is A Crisis of Responsibility by David Bonson. David, what do you want the biggest takeaway to be to our listeners?
I really, if nothing else, would like those who read it to take a moment to pause and recognize exactly how this has manifested itself across our society, how an American DNA that is so individualistic, that is so rugged and determined, and a lot of these positive things in our history, and yet we've gotten to a point where the tribalization, the politicization is so immediate to cast blame, and the notion of various actors taking responsibility has become so foreign. And so if people could take that moment to realize that even in their own lives, and that there are situations in which maybe there's a political policy that's wrong, or maybe there's a movement that's wrong, or maybe the press has run a story that isn't fair, or there's a trade agreement that is doing some things that it shouldn't be doing for every person at every time. But yet, the notion that we still do control our own destinies, that we can build strong families, and from strong families have strong communities, and from strong communities have a strong country, and that no Wall Street and no K Street and no media and no any other foreign country, none of those things, institutions or forces, have to be in the way of us living a flourishing life.
I'm going to keep repeating the book, folks, so you can go out and one click on Amazon or however you do it. David Bonson, yes, he's a friend of mine, but I read this book. It's a great book. David Bonson, the book is A Crisis of Responsibility, Our Cultural Addiction to Blame and How You Can Cure It. David, there are right behaviors and wrong behaviors. All right. Where have we, our culture in the United States, gone wrong? Why do so many people, not everybody, I'm not preaching here, I'm just saying so many people are choosing wrong behaviors. Why is that?
Well, I think that, quite frankly, one of the most obvious reasons why people choose wrong behavior is when we quit believing that there is such thing as wrong behavior. Mm. So the obfuscation around the difference between right and wrong is the real culprit here. We have got to regain and have a sort of moral discovery, a moral clarity about the very definition of right and wrong. And so to the extent that we tolerate evil in society or refuse to identify evil as evil, the moral relativism that has more or less taken over the culture, certainly since the 1960s, I think is at the root of that. Mm. And so you have poor decision making coming out of a poor framework for thinking about civic life and ethical living.
So, all right, a crisis of responsibility is the book. David, I think in a large part what you're saying, I've actually said this for years, is really the problem is us. Men and women, families, children, coworkers. Really, you can't legislate it. The problem is us. We have to change. Is that fair in your book?
It's the entire essence of the book, and it's not just that we have to, it's that we can. I'm trying to give a message of hope for the fact that this can change. You know, if we really believe, Larry, that the only way to see positive forward movement in society was for Congress to get their act together, or the White House to get their act together, or for the European Union to get their act together, can you imagine how long we'd be waiting, how frustrating the game would be? The reason that you and I are happy warriors is because I do believe the things that are necessary to improve the quality of life for those forgotten men and women are at their disposal. But the change starts with us. It starts with a kind of different mentality. This is not to say that every policy framework is right, but it's to say that when we look at the great thing, challenges in our day, and so I highlighted in the book, I go through immigration and trade and labor market and the housing decisions, education, school choice, all of these different kind of major themes that we talk about in a policy framework, and point out how we have so many things we can do to better our situations, men and women, individuals, bottom up, without having to. This is irony. We don't of course you're going to believe that government has to be the cure for your problems if you believe they were the cause of your problems. Mm. I want to change that mentality.
So I'll just conclude with this, and bless you for this book. You and I are happy campers. We are optimists. We are grateful for our lives. And I have to believe, David, this is not explicit in your book, but I'll just say it. We have faith. We have faith in God. And that has enabled us to change our behavior. All right? Is that fair?
Very fair.
All right. You're wonderful. Folks, please read this book. David Bahnsen, all right? He's with National Review. He's a financial man. The name of the book, A Crisis of Responsibility, Our Cultural Addiction to Blame, and How You Can Cure It. I'll be right back with our next guest. I'm Kudlow. Please stay with me.
The Larry Kudlow Show.